Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program.
Horse.
Yeah, man, liquor and horse.
Can I touch on something that you guys talked about earlier really quick?
Sure.
If you are looking for the egg rolls from, I'm 40, and I went in a lot of Chinese food when I was in the 90s. The egg rolls at Jack in the Box, I'm not joking.
Did you send a text
so
in?
So close to those.
Did you send me a text about that?
No, I did not.
Okay, because somebody here, I'm going to read the text. It says, honestly, you're going to laugh at me, which is almost word for word what you just said, but the Jack in the Box egg rolls are the bomb.
Huh. Yeah. You know what? I'll give them a try.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, if you're looking for like that American style Chinese egg roll, they're not going to be as thick as the ones you remember. But, Miles, what's your place, too?
I go to Ballard Mandarin.
I think they have a decent one, too.
They're not bad. Yeah, they're not bad. They just tend to lean a little bit more Thai style.
Right.
Instead of the big egg wrapper.
Oh, some people gave me suggestions on the text line, and I appreciate all of them. But yeah, Jack in the Box came up.
Okay. All right, let's go with this random question. Would you rather become friends with your celebrity crush or go on one date with him? So you could be friends for a while with your celebrity crush or go on one date.
Friends. And hopefully I can turn that into multiple dates.
But just assume that you're going to ride the bench the whole time. And who would the celebrity crush be?
Ooh, I mean, in her heyday, Heather Graham. Oh, my God.
Now we're back to Heather
back
Graham.
To Heather Graham. Okay.
All right. Dude, all right. Even now, listen, she's, you know.
Do you have to pick your celebrity crush, or could you just pick another celebrity?
Well, it says celebrity crush. I would go, I mean, like, look, there's a woman who I find incredibly annoying, remarkably pretentious, and every time she talks, I like her less. But Zoe Saldana is still super hot. So in this case, I just want to go on the date. I just want to knock boots
but
to be done.
But if you could be friends without being in the crush, I have a couple of ideas. Like James Harden or...
No, but this is your celebrity crush.
But I mean,
well, you are friends out here with your crush.
If it's one date with the celebrity crush, can we make sure it's at a very photogenic place?
But so that you can be in pictures with him?
Correct.
Well, sure. I mean, if that's where you want to go on the date.
That would up my stock, right? You know, it's just like, oh, my God. You know, like, I don't know, Jessica Simpson was out with the Ted Smith.
So now you look better to all the potential suitors.
Right, might only be one date. But, you know, they catch me coming out of the Grove or whatever it is, where, you know, we're on a date. Like, a lot of women that are like, who the hell is this Ted Smith guy? Or there's a lot of women that already know me. They're going to be like, I'm going to lock him up.
You know, man, that's not a bad call. Okay. That's playing it very, very well.
The reason we ask, would you rather become friends with your celebrity crush or go on one date? Pam Anderson. We know Pam. She.
I'd love to go on a date with her.
She revealed she had a girl.
She'll marry you.
Crush on Michael Jackson, but was left disappointed when she met him in person. They say there's always a certain someone that we would like to believe we would end up with, whether it's attainable or not, due to them being a celebrity or fictional in some cases. But Pam Anderson, she could have been that figure. She was the Baywatch star at the time. She was a sex symbol. And then in... 1997, I guess she met the King of Pop himself. In an interview with W Magazine, she said she thought he wouldn't want to marry me, Anyway, but then I met him, and he didn't ask me to marry him, and I was really disappointed. They always say you'll never meet your heroes, but perhaps you should also go for celebrity crushes as well. Even though she did not get her wish to go on a date, she did go on to marry five times anyway, while Jackson himself married twice to Lisa Marie Presley and to Debbie Rowe, who is who he had children with back in the day. But you didn't get a chance to meet her celebrity crush, and it was a disappointment.
I mean, as far as being friends with a celebrity crush, again, I would take Rosie Perez.
Okay.
Just because she is a massive boxing fan.
Right. You could sit down and have fun with her, right?
Right. I, no and doubt. I, if we're buddies, I'd be like, yo, dude, like, give me a ticket. Like, I want to go to that boxing match, too.
Hmm.
Who would you rather say? Are you going with Heather Graham again?
You know what? Not that she's my celebrity crush, but I think you would never do bad with somebody like a Taylor Swift.
In what way?
Well, you're friends.
All right.
So the friend benefit of being friends with Taylor Swift is, you know, maybe you get an
AFC championship game.
Maybe you get an invitation to the Super Bowl. Maybe you're in a suite. Maybe when she throws a party someplace, you are invited. Her friends are also going to be invited to these parties.
Mm-hmm.
If I've got a ticket, I could take, if and she said you can bring a date with you. Okay, now I could ask any chick I want, like, hey, do you want to go down to L.A. For Taylor Swift's birthday party?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The answer will be yes.
Hell yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and once you get down there, of course, she's probably going to hook up with somebody else at the party. But
so will you.
That's what you're hoping.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole deal.
So just somebody with enough clout and enough probably hot friends to make it worth your time.
I think celebrity crush is tough, too. Maybe it's because I'm not in, like, a relationship, but I just never really think about it. Like, somebody asked me the other day, and I was like, there's celebrities I find attractive, but...
Right, I mean, look, we're at the age now where having a crush is a bit of a stretch, but, yeah, in my younger days, you rattle off 15 people.
Emily Ratajkowski.
But like you're saying now, I could tell you a bunch of celebrities I find attractive, but unlike when I was younger, I don't read much about them because I genuinely don't care. You know, yeah. If they're an actress, like, I hope I like their movies. I think they're hot, but I don't need to see an interview with them. Like, it doesn't get me to sit down to want to have to listen to anything they have to say.
Yeah.
It's not a mean thing. It's just not a sales pitch anymore.
Exactly.
Because I'm old enough to know it's not going to matter. You know, when you're young, you think, oh, man, so-and-so broke up with her boyfriend. I've got a chance. No, you don't. And I'm old enough to know that now.
So I'm even... Jelly Roll's wife?
How?
Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is built for you, brother.
Yeah, she seems cool.
She does. Got a body type.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, bitches?
Hola.
Spencer, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one.
All right.
Spencer, would you rather be farted on by someone else? All right. They fart on you, basically. They're touching you. They fart on you. Or you're the one guilty of farting on someone else, and these are people that you don't know in both instances, okay? So would you rather be farted on by someone you don't know, or would you rather fart on someone else that you don't know?
Man, I'll crap that somebody.
I'm talking about farting on them. You are on a train, you are on a bus, you are standing
and
up.
They know it's me?
You're touching, they know absolutely you. Know you just farted on them.
They feel it, they smell it,
they heard it.
And it smells really bad?
I mean, whatever you got
going. It smells like a fart. I mean, look, man, it might be the worst fart you've ever blown out there, but there's never been a fart where I say, please do that again. That smells awesome.
Yeah, okay. I'll have someone fart on me.
You know what? I'm right there with you.
Really?
I would almost rather just, because it's their fault. Now, if I fart on someone, I'm embarrassed. This is ridiculous. They're going to turn around. I don't know how bad they're going to cost me.
To me, it comes down to a question of, would I rather be embarrassed or angry? Right? You know what I mean? Because, like, if I fart on someone else, I'm very embarrassed. There's no doubt about it. I didn't mean to do it. It happened. We both acknowledged that it happened. If you fart on me, well, I'm pissed, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? And I don't know which scenario is better, particularly if you're in public and this person does it to you.
Yep.
I think I'd rather fart on someone else.
No, I'm taking one. I'm taking one of me, man. I really am. Because I would feel so bad about farting on someone.
That if, I mean,
but I've never farted on someone.
That I don't know, no.
I mean, and look, here's the difference, too, all right?
I don't believe so.
In the moment, it sucks either way. But like I said, I'd rather be embarrassed than angry. But then you fast forward about a month, and now you're sharing the story with someone. If I farted on someone, I'm probably laughing when I tell the story. Like, I felt so bad.
But if you got farted on, I'm laughing as you tell it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's funny. I'm but like, man, this dude farted on me. Like, I'm still angry about it, you know?
A young woman has pled guilty to harassment in UK's first ever cyber farting case after bombarding her boyfriend's ex with videos of her breaking wind. Rhianna Evans appeared at magistrate courts in North Wales and was accused of causing Deborah Prythurch distress and anxiety by sending her inappropriate videos of her farting. The prosecutor told magistrates that the first video, she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her butt and farting. Evans sent three videos of her letting it rip on December 22nd, followed by another four of the same nature over the next few days. Each video shows her farting, her face smiling then at the camera. Her tooting continued on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, despite police getting wind of what happened. In a victim statement read to court, the woman said she would like to feel safe in my home. Evans was later arrested and admitted she had sent the videos, and prosecutors said she wanted to send videos because she felt her partner was being treated unfairly. It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout, found it hilarious, but the victim did not. The case is believed to be the first instance of legal action against cyber farting in the United States, or I'm sorry, in the UK, if not the world.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, I hear what you're saying. It is annoying. It's frustrating. You're tired of it. You're getting victimized. I don't know that I would say I feel unsafe.
Yeah. She has been ordered 60 days of alcohol abstinence.
Oh, okay. So she was just getting hammered and doing this. That makes
part of the camera.
That don't make it okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I never thought I could get arrested for that.
No.
I would never think in a million years if I sent farting videos to my ex or someone else's ex, that would cause that to take it to that level where I now am in front of a prosecutor.
Well, I mean, I can see a cease and desist or restraining order or something like that, but not actually getting charged with something.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.